What's up out there, ladies? I know y'all ready for a new episode of Girls Love Talk. Hope y'all got that volume up, your ear pods in, whatever you need, because we about to get started in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ladies, welcome back to another episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast with your host, Taylor Marie. And as always, it is good to be back, to be able to talk with y'all. Now, I will say, as I always say, thank you if you have been listening. And if you're new listening, thank you as well. Make sure y'all are following that Facebook page and the Instagram page for Girls Love Talk. That's Girls Love Talk Podcast. Girls Love Talk Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Ooh, got a little stuck there real quick. But ladies, I really wanted, and I wanted to speak about this first, because I saw, and I always see the craziest, most interesting is shit on Twitter. It'd be all types of shit on there, okay? I see from shit like porn to crazy videos and conversations and shit all up and down my TL. So Twitter is definitely, yeah. But anyway, I saw one of the craziest debates last night on Twitter, where it was a video of two girls basically kind of going back and forth. Well, it was three girls in the video, but it was one of the girls. She just was kind of listening and kind of, you know, adding her little 2 cents, you know, here and there. But it was mainly two of the girls going back and forth. And the debate was over if it was gay for a man to like penetration up his ass, okay? Butt play, backdoor play, whatever you want to call it, when it's coming from a woman, okay? So she, you know, one of the girls was kind of asking that, like, do you think that that's gay if a man likes, you know, that being done from a woman? And the girl was saying absolutely. Like, the other chick was like, hell yeah, like, absolutely. If, you know, if I can stick my finger in your ass or a dildo, you know, and you liking this shit, you enjoying it, then yes, that's gay. And the other girl was like, and this is so crazy, they was so passionate about this shit. It was like they was going hard, like damn near looked like they was going to get into it. But the other girl was like, no, that's not gay, because that's heterosexual. That's heterosexual sex still, because a woman is doing it. So it's not gay. And I'm just like, you know, and they just kept going back and forth, and it was like a short clip. You know, and the girl was just like, no, that's gay. If you can be turned on, if a man is turned on by me putting his, you know, and can moan by me putting his fingers in his ass, then I don't want shit to do with him. Like, somebody else, a man can have him because that's what he wants. And I that shit just had me just like, okay, I gotta process this. Okay, and then you know how Twitter can be, and the world just in general, like, we sometimes we just be so sensitive, or we really try to dig deeper into shit because we really be trying to understand where people be coming from when they say the things they say and why they feel the things they feel. Okay, so of course you have people on there saying, well, y'all so quick to call everything gay, even when it's not, you know, just because y'all homophobic. I saw some other people saying how, well, see, this is why people don't be comfortable, especially men, don't be comfortable, you know, sharing some of the things that turn them on or you know, they into, you know, sex-wise, sexually, is because of judgment. And first things first, because I already know y'all probably like, okay, well, what you think? Look, look here. I'm not going to say that that's gay for him to like that. Now, drunk me will probably be like, hell no, that's gay. Da, da, da. You know, because you just saying it. You're not really paying attention to how you're saying it. It's gay activity to me. It's not gay because obviously a woman is doing it. Okay? It's not gay because a woman is doing it. So I'm going to let L girl have it on that. I'm going to let her have that. She's right. But to me, it's gay activity. And I'm going to tell you why. Because two men together, when they have sex, okay, ain't nobody got no pussy. So they got two penises. Okay, so that means somebody or both of them is taking dick up the ass. Okay, penetration up the ass. Okay, rather it's from, you know what I mean? So, and I'm not saying all men gay men take penetration, but I mean, I'm pretty sure the majority of them do, okay? Because when you're having sex, you know what I mean? You're going to do whatever, you know, you're going to do all types of shit to turn each other on, whatever each other like or whatever, unless you're not with it. So, it's not, you know, what she said with the woman doing it to the man with a dildo or her fingers. It's not gay, because yes, that's a woman and a man having sex. But it's gay activity to me, because that's a dildo is designed to look like and act like a penis. Okay? That's why the majority of dildos you see are not the size of a goddamn pinky, a middle finger, a ring finger, a thumb. I mean, you can see some, well, you'll see some small dildos, because you know they got the, I've been in sex stores before, they got the small ones, you know, the little portable ones, little, you know, small cutesy ones that some people like to use, you know, just to get they self off or whatever. But the majority of dildos are designed to look like and feel like dicks, okay? So for a man to enjoy that, you know what I mean, being used up his butt or in his mouth, you know, that's like gay. This gay activity to me, okay? And I'm not saying, you know, y'all ain't gotta get people gotta learn not to always get necessarily offended. I think the offense comes from how things are said and whatnot, but don't get it twisted. I'm not homophobic. So, gay people can like whatever the fuck they like. That ain't none of my business. Okay? But I do feel like that's gay activity. I do feel like it's questionable activity. Because it would make me wonder, okay, yeah, you like it. Yeah, I'm a woman doing it to you, sir. But I would have to wonder, you know what I mean? Have you had somebody penetrate you with the real thing before? Or, you know what I mean? Maybe you could be heterosexual all you want, but it still would make me wonder, like, okay, maybe you into girls, you've never been with a man, blah, blah, blah. But if you like penetration, okay, let's say I'm putting a 9-inch, 8-inch dildo in your ass, you know, playing with you liking that shit. What's supposed to make me not think that, you know what I mean? If you at a sex party, or you in the room with another man who, you know, let me say he gay too, or he like penetration up the ass too. Maybe he's not gay, but he like penetration up the ass too, like you. And the lights is off. You know what I mean? Liquor was flowing, the weed and all of that. Let's talk about sex and shit. That you wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Let it go down. What's supposed to make me not think that? Because he's a man? You know what I mean? Like, I get it. I really get it. It's like, you know what I mean? How you gonna just call that man gay when he ain't even getting that done to him by no man. It's a woman doing it. I get that when it comes to that. But I'm saying it's still a questionable activity to me. It just is. And I saw a lot of women like saying, like, I don't see what y'all complaining about. My man, you know, he likes that. We do stuff like that. He don't have a problem with it. This is that. Okay, but that's you. That's you. You know, because some women, they don't think like that, which is good for y'all. You know what I mean? That's good. I'm glad that you let your man be comfortable with what he likes and y'all into exploring things. Because some people, they don't see it as gay or gay activity or nothing like that. They just see it as, oh, he's just a fucking freak. You know what I mean? That's just like, you know, because there's a lot of people who like freaks, and then there's people who's like freaks, like this, especially the motherfuckers, I think, who are freaks are like the motherfuckers who have toe fetishes and, you know what I mean, just some spitting in the mouth and crazy weird shit like that to me, okay? But I do feel like that's some questionable activity. Yeah, that mean you know, because some chicks will be like, oh, well, no, that just mean he a freak and he into trying things and this is that. Yeah, but it could also possibly mean that, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's some questionable activity to me. That's all I'm saying. I'm not judging the man. I'm not saying he's gay. But I'm saying that activity is strange to me. Now, it may not be strange to you because you just don't find nothing wrong with that. But everybody not gonna think the way you do. Okay? So y'all definitely gotta let me know what y'all take on that is. You know what I mean? I feel like that's a debate that could go all day because, like I said, some people really internalize things and really try to dissect things and turn it into something super deep and just all over the place. No, we ain't gotta take it there. We ain't gotta take it there. Like I said, it's not gay for a woman to penetrate a man with a dildo because it's heterosexual sex. It's a man and woman doing shit to each other. But it's some questionable shit to me. Questionable, borderline, or maybe somebody wouldn't mind. It would make me think that person wouldn't mind trying some shit with the other sex because that's what the other sex got. Okay, and then you know, people throw in a lot of other what ifs to stuff too. So I saw a lot of people saying, well, what about lesbians? You can't say that, because what about lesbians? You can't say that when they using dildos on each other that mean they want to go and fuck a man. That mean it's, oh, they might be heterosexual. And a lot of people say, oh, that's a good point. You know what I gotta say to that? No, that's not all the way necessarily true either. Okay? Because maybe they will. Okay? And I'm telling you, even if those two lesbians never been with men. Let's say they never been with men, because some lesbians, they have been with men before or whatever. So I feel like that's kind of why they don't mind the penetration. You know what I'm saying? And then some, they never been with men, but they just like to play and explore and do shit. Could that mean that they actually heterosexual? I feel like maybe. If you gonna say no, I don't feel like you can just 100% say no. Because, and some people feel like you can, because it's like, okay, but no, they're gay. They doing it with another woman, so it's not heterosexual sex that they having. Yeah, that's true. They not having heterosexual sex because it's two women. But it is a questionable thing of one of them, or maybe both of them, might let a man penetrate their ass with a real dick because, you know what I mean? And maybe they not attracted to a man as in a, like, oh, they see a beard and they get turned on, or, you know, this is that. But all I'm saying is, what if, here we go again with my crazy ass thinking, if they drunk, drinks is flowing, right, they ain't looking at the nigga, you know, like, oh, okay, he fine, it's just that they ain't on that. But that motherfucker tried some shit and he got a dick, and you like them dildos, you like penetration, You can't tell me that they ain't gonna be turned on by it. I don't know. Some women maybe truly won't be. Just like some men maybe truly wouldn't be. But sometimes this shit is just questionable. That's what I'm trying to say. If y'all get what I'm trying to say, hopefully y'all do. Yeah, like he ain't, like I said, with the male loving penetration from a woman, he don't necessarily have to have been with a dude for me to be like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? I can't even explain it, y'all. Y'all gotta let me know what y'all, y'all gotta let me know what y'all think. But I just think it's some questionable shit. You know what I mean? And you know, some people just like, no, you just ain't came across no man who like that. Maybe that's why you think that, no, that's just my personal thoughts for real. You know what I mean? And then with my man, I guess I'll never know, because with my man, he don't play that shit about that ass shit, all right? I can't even smack his ass jokingly without him being ready to be like, hey. Are any of my ladies out there business owners, okay? You know, especially my African-American women. Are y'all business owners, or do y'all know any other African-American business owners? Okay, and I'm asking that because I got something to say. And it may, it is. It is. It's an unpopular opinion, of course. But this is just me. I gotta tell you this. And it's not coming from a bad place. It's not coming from being an asshole or negative or rude or non-supportive, nothing like that. But I gotta say it. People don't have to support you just because you are black. People don't have to fuck with your business just because of your, you know what I mean? Just because of your skin color. I gotta say that. And I shouldn't even have to say that, because it's like, I thought people would get that. But some of y'all so quick to be like, oh, well. And it's not like y'all saying, I haven't heard nobody saying this, because I think people, you know better than to say some dumb shit like this. But I haven't heard nobody literally say, like, in these words, you should support me because I'm black. I ain't really hear that. But I hear all the time people saying, well, y'all don't support black-owned businesses. And that's the problem with y'all now. Y'all always being negative or trying to tear other black businesses down, and that's why they never make it far. Okay, let me say this to that. I had to catch my breath, because I'm getting, you know what I mean, I'm really trying to break this down for people so that they can understand, so y'all can understand me, you know what I mean, and where I'm coming from with it. It really depends on what is being said and what is being done for you to be able to say that, and it makes sense for you to be saying that. Okay? It really depends. So y'all gotta really know what's somebody being hateful and non-supportive of a black-owned business, and what somebody literally stating their opinion or feelings about what you got going on or what that business got going on. All right? And a perfect example of this, I'ma use B-Love. I don't know if y'all know who B-Love is, but she is a woman who is basically famous for, you know, off YouTube. She's a famous YouTuber because of her mukbangs, okay? Mukbangs are videos where people are, you know, sitting down, eating a bunch of fucking food, and talking, basically. And people are so interested in them because of the food, okay? If you sitting down, you eating some good-looking-ass food, and there's plenty of it, people are gonna be interested. It is crazy, right? You wouldn't even think that, but there's a lot of videos and shit on YouTube that people will sit and watch because it's just intriguing. Okay, so that's what she's famous for, especially doing like big seafood boils and shit, like big ass crab legs and shit like that. And so it's pretty dope that, of course, with her blowing up the way she did and having all these millions of subscribers, she created her own seafood sauce. And she calls it B-Love Smackalicious, you know, sauce or whatever. And a lot of people have been, like, buying it. It's like, you can order it. You have to order it. It's like $25 a bag. But you have to make it yourself, which I thought was kind of like, I don't really know if that was smart to do it like that. I don't know if it was cheaper that way, you know, because you got to think about production and all, you know, all of that and cost and things like that. So I don't know if it was cheaper that way or what, but you kind of make it yourself. And as she always say, you make it how you want to make it. Okay. So she got like certain ingredients in there, like pickled ginger and, you know, shit like that, and onions and stuff like that. And she even say, she tell people to add Coke. You know, I don't know. I haven't tried it. But she, you know, so a lot of people on YouTube or, you know, just celebrities, whoever, have literally bought it, you know, bought the product. Okay, so they spent their $25. Okay, that's support right there. Let me just add that in there. That's support right there, right? And then they decided to make a video and review it. Share their thoughts and opinions on it and how they feel it tastes and this is that. That's more support. You get what I'm saying? Right off the bat. Regardless of what they're saying. You know why? Because you're talking about my product, which is going to bring other people to be interested in my product. Regardless of what you're saying about it. You could have made a 2-second video about it. You just attracted some other people to my shit, so you're supporting it. You could have made one of those videos where you say how to eat B-Love Smackalicious sauce and you go and buy it and then you pour that shit in the toilet. Y'all ever seen them videos where it's how to eat pickles, and if they don't like pickles, they obviously pouring it in the trash or some shit. You could do that. You still went and bought the shit and you brought attention to it. So, you know what I mean? Okay. Got it. Now, she recently kind of shaded. She shaded this guy because he's a YouTuber too. Mind you, a small YouTuber, because he doesn't even have like 100 subscribers right now. She shaded him because he made a video. He's a guy who does mukbangs in his videos too. He basically did a review of her sauce and he was saying like how he didn't really like it, and like basically you know, like how he said he didn't like some of the ingredients. So some of the ingredients he didn't use, or you know, he kind of made his different, like he put cabbage in it. And I forgot what else he put in it. Basically, like something to replace like whatever the ingredients, certain ingredients that she had that he didn't really care for. But he said, you know, he just didn't really like it, right? So that's his honest opinions and you know, on it. And I'm gonna tell you why I pointed out the fact that he only got a small amount of subscribers. The reason why I pointed that out is because she's a big YouTuber, okay? So I'm pretty sure she don't even pay, she probably ain't even never paid him no damn mind, because he ain't been around that long. And because they, let's be clear, the people who are big YouTubers, they don't be paying no attention to these small YouTubers, okay? And when you have a fan base, or you have a bunch of subscribers like her, you have a big fan base, okay? So you got people who gonna ride hard for you, right? So what I feel like was done, and you can't tell me no different, is that people who are fans of her probably went out on YouTube looking around like, okay, let's see. Oh, is there any other people reviewing her sauce? You know, because they supporters of her. So they want to see anything that got something to do with her, right? And that's clear. Like, if it got something to do with your favorite celebrity on YouTube or something like that, you're going to be, oh, they got a, what, this is a video about Queen Naija? Oh, I love her. Let me tap on this. So I feel like people were doing that because Otherwise, how would she find his video? She ain't paying no mind to them. Or maybe she go on YouTube and types in B-Love Sauce to see who talking about her, you know, her shit. I wouldn't put it past her because, hey, you a businesswoman, right? So that means you, and you put a product out there that you obviously want people to buy. and you want to know what they think of it. So I feel like either that's how she came across it or somebody told her about it. But she basically went on to kind of shade him and talk about, you know, criticize him for his non-liking of her shit. And my thing is this, first of all, and I'm going to say this, because she said that, oh, well, you made it wrong. That's why you ain't like it. You gonna put cabbage in it. Of course, that's why it was nasty. Of course, it was going to be nasty. This is that. And you know what I mean? Just, you know, just shading him, kind of acting like he's beneath her and all of that to me. But my thing was this. My thing is this. You tell people to make it however they want to make it. So how you gonna tell him he made it wrong? You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you calling it a sauce. It's not a sauce. Most sauces are already made. So if you feel like people are going to make it wrong, then you should have either made two different kinds. You know, one that's already fully made and one that you can kind of put together on your own. All right? And you shouldn't be telling people, oh, make it how you want to make it if you really going to have a problem with how they make it. Okay? And then on top of that, why are you getting mad at him for him just saying he didn't like it? He wasn't. Everybody ain't trying to necessarily shade you if they don't like something that you got. And you gonna, and as a business person who's, you know what I mean, who's running a business, who's selling a product, you know people either gonna be feeling it or they not. Y'all got to stop with this. And that goes for everybody. Everybody who's a business owner out there. You have to stop thinking that if somebody not feeling what you got, what you put, you know, what you putting out there, that they hating or that they just trying to be negative, because everybody's not coming from that place. Some people do. Don't get me wrong. We know there's some people out there who would just literally say hateful shit, who will literally not say something good about a person just because. Just because. Okay? And I get it. But everybody not like that. And he definitely was not coming for her as no, oh, you know, your shit nasty. You know what I mean? He just said his opinion. So I feel like she was wrong for that. And, I, you know, I didn't hear her say anything about, oh, well, y'all just coming at me because, you know, he came at me because I'm black owned. This is that. I didn't hear her say that. She didn't say that. I don't think she said that. But a lot of other people were saying like, oh, y'all don't ever want to support black owned. Baby, you can't use that for this case. You can't, because he went out and bought her product. I mean, he ordered her product with his card, with his money, okay? He clicked on all that, you know, waited for it to come and used it and made a video. So you can't tell me that he didn't support her business. He did that in several different ways, just by ordering it, just by, and if he ordered it, that means he watched her videos. So that's support too. So watching her videos, that's support. Ordering her fucking product, that's support. Actually using her product, that's support. And posting on your platform about it, that's support. Regardless of what is being said about it. And guess what? His opinion of not really liking it is not going to stop other people from buying her shit. So he ain't did nothing wrong. That was wrong for her to get mad about that. And then being that she's like an older woman, it really seemed very childish and really petty. And it lets me know that she must got a lot of yes men around her, or people who kind of kiss her ass, which I could believe, because like I said, she's a big time YouTuber. So a lot of people benefit from kind of, you know, a lot of people would benefit from kissing her ass or wanting to collab with her. So they probably not going to tell her like, oh, I really didn't care for that. Do this, this, that. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to, everybody's not going to like your shit. And I could see if he was being disrespectful with it, like, just, this shit nasty, this is, no. Then you had people being so, you know what I mean? So trifling about it. They trying to say, oh, people don't want to support it because they ain't got no money. They broke. They can't afford. They complain about the $25 because they can't afford it. This is that. That ain't the case. That is. Let me tell you something. That's good. That is expensive for like a bag of seasoning or whatever you want to call it. That's kind of steep. But at the same time, I won't necessarily say that because, like I said, you got to think about the things that, you know, that go into that. Okay, you might be helping pay for the packaging, the ingredients, and all of that. So I can't knock her for her shit being the way it is. Now, the bag is little for it to be $25, but I'm not going to knock her because there's a lot of things that go into making a product. Okay, so you can't really just think all the time that people trying to get over on you. Maybe she would have it cheaper if she could. All right, hopefully. But you know, and then sometimes y'all be skeptical of shit if it's real cheap. So you know what I mean, you can't win for losing. But yeah, stop it with the whole, oh, you trying to tear her down, y'all don't want to support black people. It is, no, it ain't got shit to do with her being black. He's black himself, the other guy. I think it's YouTube is like, it's your boy Pat or something like that. It didn't have nothing to do with race, baby. Stop putting race in, you know, as a factor into certain shit, because that don't be the case all the time. Y'all get on my nerves with that. I'm a black person and I can tell you that. Stop always like using our race as a reason to be sympathetic with somebody or to fuck with somebody and what they doing. Okay? Stop. Because no. So yeah, I that's how I feel. And I've seen I don't know if y'all know who he is, or maybe if y'all on Instagram a lot, y'all know who he is. He's a black clothing designer. His brand is called Jisoo Woo, and he's in Miami, and yeah, I think I want to say he's based in Miami, but he got I want to say like two shops, but here's my thing with him. He be making some cute pieces, and y'all, a lot of people know him because of who he has to model his clothes. Okay, he picks all the little Instagram baddies, all the little club hosters and chicks who just known for their looks and who they be around and stuff, you know, like Lyra, who's it, Jada, you know, Jada Moore, whatever, Lil Baby Big Mama, Ari, Dream Doll, you know, just all these people, right? Even, you know, rappers and stuff too, like Meg Thee Stallion, Sukihana, you know, basically all the chicks who we already know and see a lot, okay, and who got those specific, you know, curved bodies and flat tummies and all of that, okay. So that's why you'll notice his shit, right? And it's dope that you have your own clothing, you know, company and whatnot. But I gotta say, people got this habit of getting mad in him, because I be seeing him in his own comments going back and forth with people who got something to say about his clothing. Like I said, some people be really coming to be nasty and just to be mean and say some rude shit. So yeah, I understand you for checking them. But you can't get mad if somebody say, well, you know, like, because some people said, well, dang, you know, you always only make clothes that fit for people who got their bodies done, or people who got like a specific body type, like they skinny or they got, you know what I mean, just like, no, you know, flat stomach, nice boob, perky boobs, and this is that. And that's not realistic because everybody don't have bodies like that. And I saw him kind of coming back at him like, oh, well, you know, that's not true. I got clothes for, you know, heavier size women too, and this is that. I don't doubt that, because I have seen, you know, some heavier set models in some of his stuff. But, baby, best believe you see way more of the other body types being posted than those girls. And that's just facts. That's not even trying to kick him down. That's not trying to knock him or just trying to find anything negative to say about him. Okay, I respect what he's doing and what he got going on. But you're not finna tell me that you don't see the majority of his models as the girls who body types that everybody, you know, desiring right now. All right, so... And I use him as an example because he's another person who where people are, you know, always saying, like, if it's a comment that said that he ain't feeling or other or people who fans him ain't feeling, it's always assumed that it's coming from a place of, oh, well, because he's black, y'all, you know, a black owner, y'all want to give him a hard time. That is true. Sometimes people do give black business owners a hard time just because we always seen as not good enough or... You know what I mean? Not as good as this person, that person. But everything that you don't... Stop taking everything that you hear that you don't like as hating or as being negative. Cause it's, or trying to tear you down. Because it's not always like that. And if you can't take criticism and complaints and stuff like that, then I don't even know how you finna be able to last long. Okay? I really don't know. I just don't know. So y'all gotta learn to stop being like that. So it's nothing wrong with people having their opinions about stuff. And you know, another thing I saw about him was that people were saying and they made a valid point. Can't front. Okay, and some people take this as shade. Some people take it as, you know, just, hey, that's just them stating their opinion. Some people say that he really don't have much of a difference or a special type of thing with the way his clothes are designed. You know, only thing that makes it designer is the fact that he has his logo on it. But other than that, it's kind of like average pieces. And I got to kind of agree with that somewhat because, yes, he do make designer pieces. Like, I feel like his pieces he make for people, like certain dresses and stuff like that. Yes, I've seen him make that are literally like designed. But then a lot of his other things, to me, it's not designed. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? Because it looked like the same shit as Fashion Nova. You know what I mean? Like... His jumpsuits are a little bit different from Fashion Nova. Because Fashion Nova, you just see, like, the kind of, like, tank top jumpsuits and shit like that. But it just be, like, kind of... To me, a lot of his pieces are kind of, like, average. You know what I mean? And... But I guess it depends on what you take as designer. You know what I mean? So, I'm not knocking his shit. But I will say... Yeah, you know what I mean? He got designer pieces, but everything that he puts out is not designer. But maybe he feels like it is because he designs his pieces. Like, as in, he picks it out. He picks out, he sketches out how he wants it to look, and he has people make it, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But I'm not knocking him, right? Because I'm not saying don't go out and buy his shit. He not worth buying this is that. You know what I mean? It's just an opinion, okay? That don't mean I ain't gonna see something else I like it, you know, that I feel like it's cute and it's like, oh, I would wear that. You know what I mean? That don't mean that. So we gotta stop being so unnecessarily sensitive about shit. How are you going to be able to make it in this business if you just that, you know what I mean? And you can't control what somebody feel. You can't. That's not gonna happen. Okay, so... I just wanted to say that to black, you know, business owners out there. Please keep that in mind. That everything somebody say that you don't necessarily agree with is hate. It may be something that you don't like that they said, you know, because who don't want everybody to love what they doing and what they putting out there? But everybody ain't coming from no place of hate. That's all I had to say. All right, everybody ain't coming from a place of hate. I know I don't. I'm not going to sit up there and just hate on nobody and drag them down just for the hell of it. I don't get a kick out of that, especially, you know what I mean? Like I said, yes, I'm very proud of black business owners. It's way more than it was before. You know what I mean? And y'all know where we come from. All right, we had to fight to be able to learn how to read and write and go to school and do stuff that everybody should be able to do. So I get it. I'm always proud of Black people when they able to, you know, go against the grain and not have to bust their asses for somebody else's company and shit like that, right? But opinions are opinions, all right? Stop being so sensitive, y'all. And speaking of being sensitive, too, I wanted to add this in here because people are once again trying to go in on Cardi. Everybody mad at her because she went in on this chick for the comment that the chick made on her page. I wish I still had it, but basically the girl came on her page. You know how these people be in the comments. Now, and I will say this, if you're going to go on somebody's page, their page, not your page, their page, and you're going to say some negative shit just out the blue, please don't be surprised if you get clapped back at, okay? Because you on their shit talking shit. They ain't did shit to you. Even if they a celebrity. Y'all got to stop thinking just because they a celebrity or they known or they got a bunch of followers that they ain't going to necessarily see your shit and respond to it. Are they going to respond to everybody? No, because they don't got... they obviously don't have that type of time. But sometimes you see... I feel that because sometimes you see some shit that just piss you off so bad that you like, yeah, I got to say something to that. So the girl came on her page and was like, imagine needing help on a song like Money Bag, Bodak Yellow, and every other verse in any song and getting called anything above an entertainer. LMAO, a joke. Stick to the movies, love. So Cardi B, y'all know she has no filter, all right? So I don't even know why this girl tried it. But like I said, some people, they come on people's page and be mean just because they, and I hate that Instagram even made it like this to where people can like your comments. Because some people will say some mean shit just to try to see if other people agree with them, all right? And based on, you know, of course, you can see that other people agree with it because some people like to, you know, show they hate all the time too, because she got 24 likes on that comment. And Cardi, you must have seen it, must have stood out to her, and so she and I'm pretty sure she went to this girl page because but she put, oh, stick to your diet. Right? Okay, for me, I don't see shit wrong with that. Why? Because baby, you came for me. You don't know me personally. You know what I mean? And if you wanted to state your opinion about me, maybe you should have did it on your platform, on your page, because I wouldn't have even bothered you because I wouldn't even know you exist. But since you came on my page and you put some hateful shit just for the hell of it, just because you felt like it, I'm going to come back at your ass to let you know, stay in your motherfucking place. All right, that's just me. I don't care. Sometimes you can't be super positive. No, because people don't be not for the people who don't deserve it. Now, when I went to the girl page, the girl is big boned. Yes. And she was talking about something like, I don't know if it was in her caption or something somewhere where she said like she was trying to, you know, do her little diet or whatever. So that's why Cardi said that. Now, she told Cardi, stick to the movies because, oh, you know, talking up trash about her music. And Cardi said, stick to her diet. Here you got people on Twitter trying to, you know, give her backlash. Oh, she's fat phobic and she that was hateful. That was mean to comment on her weight, this, that. Are y'all serious? Are y'all fucking serious? Get the fuck out of here. Baby, if you gonna be sensitive about your weight or I don't know. And I guess they feel like that because they like, oh, well, if he's coming on somebody's weight, that's coming from a personal place. I don't give a damn. If you gonna be talking to people like that, you talking about other people like that, especially the rude ass shit she posted, then you gotta be prepared for what's gonna be said to you. Okay, I don't feel like it was coming. They trying to say, oh, that mean Cardi really, she, you know, that was coming. If you talk about somebody with weight, you coming from a personal place. She was coming from a fucking personal place with her shit. Okay, she talked like she can't stand Cardi at all. But you on Cardi's fucking page. Okay, and the girl and then Cardi said, well, this girl was leaving fuck comments on my page, and in one of her pics, she claimed she was on a diet, so I told her to attend to her priorities. Now I'm fat phobic. Laugh my ass off. Y'all really make words out of everything. Don't come to my page talking shit then. I felt that one, sis. I felt that. Okay, now Cardi do be saying some crazy shit, but with that, she was not wrong at all. I'm totally with her on that, because I'm the same way. You think I'm not gonna say something to your ass when you just literally came and disrespected the fuck out of me just for the hell of it? Not because I did something to you, not because I killed your cat, your dog, fucked your man, anything like that, but because you felt like it? No! So, people really need to stop with this sensitive shit. All right? Stop with the sensitive shit, please. All right, y'all. Moving along into my favorite segment of the show, celebrity news. Let's get into it. You got Brittany Taylor. Oh my God, this girl. I don't really care for her. Just because she just comes off as desperate to, you know, be out here. It's crazy because her raps is actually good, but she get on my motherfucking nerves. This girl, now y'all know she already done the Remy shit with her, done been popped off and all of that. You know, she said she got punched out by Remy Ma, which I'm not surprised because she talk a lot of shit. Now this girl is saying that Pap hit her, Papoose, Remy's husband. She claimed that, I guess, somebody sent her a video, and now she changing it up, saying that Papoose was the one that knocked her out. Which is like, what the hell? Like, when I saw this, I was thinking, I don't know if anybody was thinking what I was thinking, but for me, I'm like, well, goddamn, how hard did this girl get hit for you to not know who the fuck hit you? Goddamn. And she took to Instagram and said, Papoose is a bitch for touching me, and he's a bitch for making his wife take the rap for it. Nigga really knocked me out, bro. Shit making me sick to my soul. Brittany, did you not tell the courtroom judge, whoever, that Remy knocked your ass out already? So it just make you look like you're lying. You know what I mean? Or maybe she really didn't know who the fuck knocked her out. She just assumed it was Remy because obviously her and Remy was into it about some shit. Maybe that. I'm guessing she just got hit that goddamn hard. But either way, I don't know what to tell you. Y'all be talking a lot of shit, especially you rappers and public figures or whatnot. Y'all talk a lot of shit like y'all just bulletproof and just can't be touched out here. So I'm sorry, but I don't feel bad for her. I don't feel bad for her. She's just annoying at this point, and nobody really cares. Yeah, I don't think Papoose knocked that girl out. I think he know better than to come on now. No, I don't think he did it. She's just still salty. She's probably still seeing stars. Then you got Samuel L. Jackson. He's going to be a voice for Alexa. I think that's going to be hilarious because Samuel Jackson is crazy. And, you know, he's an old man. So that's going to be funny to see what he say. I don't know if he's going to say motherfucker, because y'all know how many times he say that in movies. Like, I just think that's going to be interesting. You got the Proud Family. That's coming back out. I can't wait to watch that. That used to be one of my favorite cartoons. So Kyla Pratt, you know, she's pushing for them to have all the original cast members, which I think is very important, because I hate when you try to bring some shit back out or do a remake of things and it be just like, no. So y'all gonna come correct. Nick Cannon is now getting his own daytime show. He's gonna get that in 2020. That's what's up. Nick Cannon is, if y'all groupies, gold diggers, if y'all interested in finding somebody, go fuck with Nick Cannon, okay? Because clearly he's getting to the bag, clearly. And he actually a millionaire, billionaire, whatever you want to call him, who is good looking. You know what I mean? And I don't think he got no diseases. I'm not promoting this shit, but hey, I'm just saying, y'all be coming after the rappers, and the rappers don't always be having no money. Okay? Speaking of that, though, let's get into Blueface. I don't even know why people fuck with him. Okay? Because clearly, you just look at him and tell that he's childish. But and I thought he had, you know, his little two live-in girlfriends, but apparently that ain't enough for him, because he done flew a chick out to come in. He flew the chick out to come and be with him. When she got there, when she got to the city, she got to the studio or wherever his studio is at. She had to wait outside. Like, I don't know how long she waited outside, but apparently she waited outside for a long time before he finally came to the door to let her in. Talking about he ain't nobody let him know that she was out there. Then, get this. She say that, I don't know, it was just some weird shit. She basically saying, like, when she got in the house, it was no lights in it. It wasn't no lights. And, like, it wasn't no food or nothing. Like, he didn't feed her, nothing like that. She basically just had water for the only those couple of days that she was there. And I'm just trying to figure out, why the fuck were you even, why? Y'all gotta stop doing that. Y'all gotta stop doing that. I don't know what he promised your ass. She had to pay for her own Uber to the studio and everything. So this really remind me of that Kodak Black shit where he brought the girl out, had the girl fly out, and then he didn't feed her and shit. This was that remind me of. So yeah, stop fucking with these damn celebrities, y'all. Get you somebody who really rich, okay? Because Blueface, definitely, my regular ass could have told you, you wasn't finna get no all expense paid trip. And speaking of, since we on the gold diggers, and since we on the women who want to be stupid, let's get to another celebrity who having issues similar to the Blueface thing. DJ Drama. Now, this man then went on a trip with his little girlfriend. I don't know if he considered this girl her girlfriend, his girlfriend, or just his main bitch, ride or die, whatever. But he was flaunting her off on the gram, talking about, oh, yeah, my bitch, you know, she get nasty for me. We going on vacation, this, that, showing her off. She got the typical Instagram model chick look to her, you know, light skin, big ass, big titties, thin waist. She ended up posting, like, literally the next day, how he basically whooped her ass. She's showing off the bite marks on her and bruises. I'm looking like, this motherfucker gotta be crazy. Anybody who bites your ass in a fight is crazy. You can't tell me no different. Okay, I just want to put that out there, because I always say that is crazy people bite, okay? Either crazy people or, like, toddlers will bite your ass. You can't tell me any different. But anyway, yeah, she posting this, the, you know, all talking about domestic violence, all this stuff, you know, of course, sympathy, all that bullshit. People telling her leave, this is that, and, you know, sympathizing with her. Then the next day, she posts another video talking about, you know, thanks for all the, you know, concerns and this, that, and I did listen to y'all. I am gonna leave, but I don't have any money. I left my wallet at home because I didn't think I was gonna need. Bitch! I had to say it because I'm irritated by that. I don't give a fuck what you thought. You don't go out the country without no motherfucking wallet or coin pouch with some money in it. You don't even want to step out your house with no money to your name. You know what I mean? Because what you don't know what can happen to you. You don't know. Girl, bye. And shame on you for being with a motherfucker with money like that. And you ain't. I don't give a fuck what he said he was gonna pay for it. What? And then she said that this was not the first time that he done jumped on her ass. So you know who you dealing with. She ain't going nowhere. She ain't going nowhere. I don't even got the time to go in on this bitch. But she ain't going nowhere. And that just irritate me, because it's like, this is why a lot of people are not, you know, caring about chicks when they get they ass whooped or get treated wrong by these men, because y'all be knowing what the fuck y'all dealing with, but y'all don't care because you want the trips, the bags, and the shit like that. But then when you gotta find out who you really fucking with, y'all want sympathy, but at the same time, you want to keep fucking with him. Now, this was days ago, right? The bitch is still fucking with him. She's still with him on that trip. Talking about, oh, can't no flights leave out until this day. This is... Girl, bye. Girl, bye. And talking about she did go to the police station and, you know, that she don't know how they handle things and stuff out there. Girl, he didn't had enough time by now to smooth things over with your ass and get your ass to not press charges. I don't know what the bitch gonna do, but I'm not interested. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, but I don't, you know, and that's sad to say as a woman, but I don't give a fuck what happened with that case, if it's even gonna be a case, because it's clear that she's not going anywhere. If you still there, if your ass really was scared of him and not fucking with him, you wouldn't be there. So moving along, moving along, Cassie and Alex Fine, you know, her baby daddy, the trainer who she left Diddy for, Diddy's ex-trainer, by the way, they are officially married. Hey, I don't got, like I said before on when it come to Cassie, I ain't got nothing against her on it. Life is unpredictable. If you were... And she another case. She was with a rich motherfucker who, you know, can do whatever, you know, give her whatever she wants. But he just didn't match up to what she wanted in a man. And that's the other thing. Y'all be so cool with getting wine and dine and having that lifestyle that you stick around for a while. But again, everything is not what it's always cracked up to be. And so eventually, even when you think like, oh, I can put up with that, I don't care. Eventually, your ass is going to get tired. If you not, you know what I mean? Because you get tired because in reality, you don't fucking want no man who just treats you kind of like whatever. Diddy ain't get that girl no, I don't know if they got engaged before or what, but he would... He was having his way. She already know how he get down. It had been so many rumors about that man. It's ridiculous. She stuck around. Trouble and Alexis Sky. They in some trouble. Which is no surprise. I mean, look at his name. Apparently, she, you know, caught herself saying she was single on one of her pictures, because his ass ain't been answering the phone and shit for 2 days while he was out in Vegas. This is typical rapper shit. Yeah, y'all know how that go. And then it didn't make it no better that it was a video found of him kissing some bitch in the club too while he was out there. So I guess she know why he wasn't answering the phone. But apparently people still saying that they together. So I don't know, Alexis. I really don't feel like this is gonna work out, because Trouble, we already know how he get down. This motherfucker be with people every 2-3 weeks. So I don't know what she gonna do. I really feel like he not meant for her. I feel like she's one of those girls who she like the bad boys. She do, but she gonna keep on getting shitted on until she finds somebody, of course, who is actually gonna treat her the way she wanna be treated. But y'all know, some people just gotta learn the hard way. And that's just what the fuck it is. You're not gonna everybody don't learn right away. Okay? Everybody don't learn right away. Then you got Tierra Marie. 50 Cent is still harassing this girl, talking about how he want more money now because he's still waiting on the money. He's still waiting on his money from her. 50 Cent, you know damn well she finna drag that out. That girl ain't got that $30,000. She ain't got it. And she been saying she ain't got it. So I think that's funny that she kept it real. She ain't got it. And we all know she ain't have it. So she gonna drag that shit out. And 50 Cent, he know damn well he ain't hurting for that cash. He just likes to troll. he likes to troll, so y'all already know he's gonna drag it out, and he just finds it funny that she's tried to sue him, but ended up losing, and now she owe him, so that he's just getting a kick out of that. Y'all know he having his fun. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Oh, Lord. Lord. I ain't like talking about his ass, because this whole case is a fucking joke to me, because it's just crazy how we able to know so fucking much and we ain't even there. I feel like we damn near, they done brought the courtroom to us. I ain't never seen no case where the public can literally, I mean, I know it's other cases that's been like public like this or whatever, but baby, for this to be a informant who's telling some serious shit like this, you would think they would try to be a little low key with it. All that shit is just out there. They talked about his driver is now, you know, gonna be an informant, because it was either that or he was gonna have to get kicked out by ICE because he's an illegal immigrant. It's too much. It's too much going on in this case. And then you got all the celebrities pissed off and calling them snitch and this, this, that. I don't even have time for the 6ix9ine thing. I just don't. It's exhausting. I'm tired of hearing about it. Yes, he snitched. We all knew he wasn't about that life. We already knew that. So I don't even know why this is so much of a fucking surprise to people. He said he paid for protection. That's the whole reason why he was considered to be gang anyway, which was stupid. I mean, you had to pay these people to fuck with you, so why wouldn't they kidnap your ass and rob you? Why wouldn't they treat you the way they treated you? I mean, ain't that what gangs do? So that's a little bit of celebrity news for today. Y'all know I can go on and on with the celebrity news, because they trip me out all the time. And I really love looking into the celebrity news and shit they got going on, because it always reminds you just how fucked up they are too. You know what I mean? We always thinking about how fucked up our lives is and how much drama and shit we be having. And then you look at these people who got money and stuff, and you would think everything is everything. But nope, they just as fucked up as we are. So, of course, if you need more celebrity news, y'all already know I'm not the only source. You got Shade Room. You got all these other fucking gossip pages here and there. You got TMZ. I don't even know if they still got Media Takeout. Media Takeout used to be the shit. But it's other ways to find your celebrity gossip. So that's all I got for this one, y'all. I try to put this segment always at the last, wrap of the show, because I always want to leave y'all with a thought, you know, just to, you know, put some hypothetical shit out there for you ladies to ask y'all what y'all think. So let's get into the ladies what y'all think segment. Now, recently, Cardi was doing an interview, and of course they asked her, should you go through your significant other's phone? And Cardi said she don't think you should. She said she don't go through, you know, Offset phone, and she don't feel like women should do that, because it's like it's a thing of, when you do that, you gotta ask yourself, am I prepared for what I may see? You know what I mean? It might be some shit that you see in there that you just can't stomach. Now, to me, I don't really like the way that sound, because I never really liked the way that sound, because a lot of chicks say that. I don't like the way it sound, because to me it sound like you cool with lies. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't never want to know the truth. If y'all can understand what I mean with that. But I know that that's not necessarily what women are trying to say when they say that. How do I feel about that? First things first, yes, I've gone through people's phone before. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's some truth to that. It is. You know, because that's true. Some chicks, they quick to grab the phones and all of that. But it's like, you might see, it's true, you might see some shit that might just really fuck you up, and you don't even know how to deal with that, like, because a lot of chicks have gone through the phones and, you know, found some shit and whatnot, and then they don't even know what they gonna do, if they don't know how they gonna confront, what they should say, this, you know, so it's some truth behind that. But I will say this. I'll say this. That's true. Yeah, it's some truth behind it. It's hard. It's because it's truth behind that. Like, if you not finna do nothing, you don't know what you're gonna do, it's kind of like, and I don't know. But I'm not gonna, at the same time, I'm not gonna tell you to just, you know, because I feel like when you go through, usually when women go through people's phone, it's because it's something led them to be there, okay? They had something led them to that. They already had their suspicions or something. A motherfucker was moving funny or something like that, okay? So, it's like this. It's true. If you not really gone, you don't have no plan as to what you gonna do if this or if that, then yeah, you shouldn't be going through the phones. I feel like you shouldn't too, because it's a sign of disrespect and trust. Like, you want to show that you can trust somebody. But I ain't gonna lie, if they did some crazy shit or some shit that, you know, got you to believe that it's some bullshit going on, then hey, do what you gotta do. But don't do it if you know that you gonna, after that, you ain't gonna do shit but just be looking salty. You know, because then it's kind of, it's like it's pointless. Okay, so now you found something. I really don't know. It's hard. It's hard to say. I'm not, it's hard to say. I just feel like if you're not a confrontational person, like where you're going to be like, motherfucker, this is that. Yeah, I seen this is that. And you're going to start a war too. So best believe that, because it's like if you confront somebody about some shit you see, they going to, especially a person who's a habitual cheater and just liar, manipulator and all that, they ain't going to do nothing but get smarter at what they trying to hide from you. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you either going to confront they ass and then try to give them the chance to work it out, or you're going to confront they ass because you finna call them out on their shit and you going to dump they ass. That's how I feel. It's going to be either I'm going to call you out on your shit and then hopefully we can move past this, but I'm still not going to trust your ass, and I know you you going to probably try to get better at your cheating, or you going to actually stop, or I'm just going to call you out on your shit and I'm going to dump you because I just can't no longer trust you. It's going to be one of those two, okay? But I don't think the going through the phone thing is a good idea. I don't. I don't know. I just don't think it's a good idea. But like I said, if you just trying to see what the fuck going on because you feel like some shit is going on, do what you got to do. All I'm saying is be prepared. And all Cardi was saying too is just be prepared for if you gonna see some or not, because sometimes you might look and you might find some shit, sometimes you might look and you don't see some shit. But that'd be the other thing too, a lot of people see some shit that because they didn't snoop or they didn't find out some shit, and then it's like, damn, I don't, you know, because I done seen this too a lot of times too, chicks that go through the phone and then they like, well damn, I don't want to let him know that I went through his phone because then he gonna be like, oh, you going through my shit, you don't trust me, this is that. But it's like, shit, if you seen some shit, you seen some shit, and you ain't gonna be able to hide that shit. So all I can say is, I don't think it's a good idea, but if you're going to do it, you do need to have what's next plan, okay? Like what you gonna do if you do see some shit? Because of course, if you don't see some shit, then you gonna be like, whew, weight off my shoulders. Ooh, I can stop tripping now. Now I ain't gotta, you know, ain't gotta worry about nothing. But if you see some shit, it's like, what are you gonna do? Cause you can say, oh, I'm gonna flip off, I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna do that. But everybody don't automatically do that. Cause some people be like, damn, I don't want him to know, like, how I know this. Or, you know, or some people, they might not give a fuck. But either way, have a after that plan. Have a what's next plan, ladies. That's what I got to say about that. But the going through the phone thing, I don't think it's a good idea. But like I said, if your ass have reason to believe there's some bullshit going on, it's some shit that led you to wanting to do that, then I can't blame you for it. I don't knock no woman for going through no man's phone, because sometimes, you know, motherfuckers be lying and, you know, doing some crazy shit. But all I can say is just be prepared for it. Be prepared for it. You know what I mean? I don't like people going through my shit either. I don't do that. Because it just seemed like, you know, it's not a good feeling to not be trusted. You know what I mean? It's not. It really make you feel like, nigga, who the fuck do you think I am? You think I'm just some dirty flea? Like, I don't, you know. It's nice to know that people trust you. But yeah, ladies, that's what I can say about that. So y'all gotta let me know what y'all think about that. Should a woman go through a man's phone or not? That's the question. Should you go through it or not? And then my question added on to that is, what is your plan? Like, what is your goal when you do it? You know what I mean? Okay, because of course you can say, oh my God, my goal is to figure out what the fuck going on, if something going on, but like, what's next? So I guess that's the real question, is what's next after that? Should you go through a man's phone? And if you feel like yes, cool. If you feel like no, cool. But I feel like what's next after that? Because that's the real part. That's the real question. What's next? What are you going to do if yo ass finds some shit? If yo suspicions were true, what are you going to do? Because a lot of people get stuck in that spot. Okay? So y'all ladies going to have to let me know what y'all think about that. All right, real quick before I go, ladies, thank y'all for listening always. You know, keep listening. Keep, you know, sharing it. That's why I ask y'all to, you know, follow the Girls Love Talk podcast Facebook and Instagram page, so that y'all can share things and show that, you know, show everybody else that my podcast is good. Real quick, I do want to say to the other podcasts, I love that y'all follow me on Instagram. Thank y'all, but do not promote your shit on my page. That's disrespectful. I would never come on somebody else's page and promote my shit. You know what I mean? That's, you just don't do that. Okay, that's shady. Again, it is weird to me for a man to like being shoved up his ass. I don't care if it's a woman who's shoving it up his ass, it's still just weird to me. It's questionable. You can't call it gay because it's heterosexual sex, but it's weird. Black business owners, please stop being so entitled. You know what I mean? You gonna get support or you not, you know what I mean? But somebody, at the end of the day, you getting support. It is what it is, whether they're talking about it or they buying the shit. It is what it is. You're going to be straight. So stop being so sensitive. ladies, stay away from fuck shit. If you want to go through phones, go ahead. But what happens after that, you need to be prepared for. And that's all I got. So y'all stay away from fuck shit. Keep the peace. Stay productive. Stay busy. And stay on your self-care shit, ladies. Until next time.